A big boost in membership has committee members excited about the artistic talents on offer, as Art in the Park gets going for another year. "We have 20 brand new artists," said Bev Hewitt, an executive member of the group. For quality assurance, potential artists submit biographies and samples of work to be considered for admission, and jurors use a score sheet, Hewitt said. The new artists will complement a variety of specialties, such as painting, photography, sculpture, wood and jewel ry. "We have some new painters, but the contrast in style is amazing. We have a glass fuser, she is a scientist from Toronto. Quite a mix of people with some amazing backgrounds. Most of the artists are from Stratford and area, but there are some from other centres." Hewitt helped recruit a St. Thomas artist, Dennis Kalachuk, http://www.denniskalachuk.com. "I contacted him directly to let him know about Art in the Park and the opportunity to show his wonderful paintings. Artists will be at the open park space between the Tom Patterson Theatre and Festival Theatre on Saturday, weather permitting, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. After that, they are at the space on Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays during those hours until October 1st. Hewitt said they are busy doing their annual marketing campaign and getting the word out to locals. Visitors to Stratford are well aware of Art in the Park and many return each year. The executive are also looking to get involved with Stratfords of the World, who are welcoming visitors from namesake cities and towns in other countries in early August. It would be a great opportunity for interaction," Hewitt said. "There will be well over 60 artists in total this year, factoring in some who decided not to return." An image from Art in the Park in 2022. Contributed photo.